Aside from the business of nominating George W. Bush for a second term, the party in the Grand Old Party will be on full display in New York this week. There are long lists of events every day, and late-night bashes after the convention hall quiets down. One gathering was given by an important constituency of the Republican Party, small business. The National Federation of Independent Business has been around since the 1940s, when small business was called the backbone of the Republican Party. NPR's Linda Wertheimer went to last night's NFIB event. It was a fundraiser for a golf charity called The First Tee,
which is an organization that teaches young people, particularly underprivileged kids, about golf and values. The event in a downtown loft featured all the usual party stuff, food, drink, and music, but this party also had its very own miniature golf course and golf simulators.
Now we'll see the ball fly down the screen. And then after the swing,
small business employs half the people working in the private sector, and finding affordable health insurance for their employees is their single biggest issue, according to the NFIB. The Federation wants to offer its members an affordable group plan. President Bush has endorsed the idea. He talked about it again yesterday in West Virginia.
A lot of small businesses are having trouble affording health care these days. One way to address that problem is to allow small employers to join together, to pool risks so they can buy insurance at the same discount big businesses get to do.
Back at the golf party, the president of NFIB, Jack Ferris, says that could happen if Congress changed the law. Their bill's been stopped in the Senate. Ferris hopes to help the GOP defeat Senate Minority Leader Tom Daschle, Democrat of South Dakota, to send a message.
We just don't understand why a person who assembles a Chevy pickup truck in Detroit gets great coverage, but the person in Des Moines that has to repair that Chevy pickup truck has no choice. That's not fair, and in America, we ought to give them that choice.
On more wide-ranging issues, NFIB members are optimistic about the economy, Ferris says, despite pockets in some parts of the country. They are also basically confident that the president is doing the right thing on the other big issue, the war in Iraq.
It's like a quagmire. It's very difficult to get out of. But overall, our members have said they have confidence in the commander-in-chief, that they feel that he's got a good heart. He's going to try to do the right thing. They really believe in him. And therefore, the last thing they want to do now, while we're in a mess trying to get out of it, do we go changing the captain of the ship?
When we talked to convention delegates at the golf party, we got a ground-level view of the health care issue from Chris Cavey, a Republican delegate who has a three-person insurance office in Hampstead, Maryland.
I have a young lady who on Thursday, we're talking 3 days ago, 4 days ago, whatever, came into my office and gave me her 2 weeks' notice because my agency does not currently provide a health care benefit for my employees.
Cavey says he'll have to take a financial hit and find a plan. He wants to hang on to a valued employee. The NFIB membership is about 65% Republican, and their bottom line is that business can trust the GOP. That works for Brian Landon, who's an alternate Pennsylvania delegate from Canton, where he owns a car wash and a laundry side by side. He says the president has been supportive on taxes and regulation.
I feel the president has a very fair grasp of when regulations become overly burdensome to small business.
How do you feel about President Bush?
On a personal level, I have great respect for him, even though I probably part with him on certain social issues. Again, being a small business owner, the economics are by far the most important to me.
Small business owners have been delegates to the Republican convention as long as there have been Republican conventions. In 2004, they have loft parties and websites, but basic concerns and loyalties are still the same. Linda Wertheimer, NPR News, New York City.